Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm truly coming to you from the porch of my little cabin. You may be able to hear some red birds chirping around in the background, some doves out here in a tree. I am coming to you from outside this morning, and I always like to start the show off by bragging on Western Swing and other things, the music that we're getting to hear every Saturday morning. It's a way of life for me now to tune into Western Swing and other things. That's my kind of music, and I know it's a lot of your kind of music too, but I love to listen to that, and I love to have the opportunity to share my love of the outdoors with all of you folks. And today I'm going to talk to you about going up to Canada fishing. Now, when I was a young boy growing up in very, very rural Red River County up in northeast Texas, where there's nothing but woods and waters and fields up there, even to this day, it's pretty backwoods up there. But when I was growing up, I'd read the outdoor magazines, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, you know, and read about fishing up in Canada. And I said, oh my goodness, one of these days, if I want to plan a trip up there and catch some of those big pike and walleye. I never really thought I would do it, but I did it. About 2 years ago, I went up. The Saskatchewan Department of Tourism invited me up, and we fished at a place called Cree River, had an awesome time. You cannot believe the fishing. It's as good as you've heard, I guarantee you. Well, we're going back this year, actually next week. I'm making ready right now, but I've got plans to head up next week to a place called Esquatican Lake Lodge. And trust me, it's taken me about 2 weeks to learn how to pronounce Esquatican. But it's a flying lake up there, not far from the Northwest Territories, you know, northern part of Saskatchewan. But the pike fishing, the walleye, and the Arctic grayling, I've been told by a good buddy of mine, Brad Finson, who's a well-known outdoor writer both in Canada and here in the U.S., Brad says it's as good as it gets. Lots and lots of pike, walleye, a lot of grayling up there. But the way this fishing trip's going to unfold, we're going to fish on our own. The cabins are furnished. Pretty much fully furnished cabins, what you need, boats and motors, gasoline is furnished, and we get to fish on our own. And I thought, well, okay, how is this going to work? How are we going to know where to fish? Brad tells me that the lodge owner, Bryce Liddell, loads everybody up in a boat pontoon and shows them the hot spots, but it's easy to find your way around up there. It's secluded wilderness waters is what it is. But we're going to be able to cook our own fish and just have an absolute ball up there. If you'd like to learn more about going up to Canada, Esquatican Lake Lodge is a place that comes highly recommended. You can go to my radio website, which is catfishradio.com. And I've got the producer of my shows put a link on there, and you can go to the Esquatican Lake Lodge link and see the pictures and all that kind of stuff. But I am getting fired up and ready to go. The cost of going up there, I was shocked at how little it cost. I used to think you'd have to mortgage the homestead to make a trip up there, but that's really not true. I'm estimating about $2,500 covers it all. You know, airfare this day and time is reasonable if you shop around. About $600, a little over $600 for round trip is the airfare. And the cost of being up there, the camp and fly-in and the whole bit, the boats, the gasoline, about $1,000, just a little over that. So, you know, you have to buy your license. That's about 70-something, $76, give or take, U.S. dollars. But it's a trip that's well within reach of most people. Folks, I tell you what, I see our time running down. I really have enjoyed being with you. Make sure and tune in next week during Western Swing and other things. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.